Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft Edge web browser is going to be replaced with a new web browser powered by Chromium using a similar rendering engine to Google's Chrome browser known as Blink, sources tell Windows Central. Codenamed Anaheim, the new browser for Windows 10 would replace Edge as the default browser on the platform. Core announced Monday that a malicious third party gained access to its systems, and CEO Adam D'Angelo says that the hack may have compromised 100 million users' names, email addresses, and encrypted passwords. Any data imported from other social networks, such as contacts and demographic information, could also be compromised. The hackers may have also gained records of both public and private actions taken on Quora, including comments, upvotes and downvotes, questions, and direct messages. D'Angelo says that Quora does, quote, not store the identities of people who post anonymous content, end quote, so anonymous activity should not be part of the breach. A new study by DuckDuckGo shows that Google personalizes search results even if users are logged out of their Google accounts and or are using the private browsing incognito mode. Google responded by saying that search results can change by the minute and sometimes even by the second, especially for news topics. Google also said that personalization is done on only a fraction of the total number of search engines and recent queries that is often used to help understand the context for a search. However, the company said it doesn't personalize results for incognito searches using signed-in search history. In other Google news, the company expanded eSIM support by carriers for the Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL. Specifically, Pixel 3 owners in Germany will soon be able to purchase the made-by-Google phone with eSIM functionality from Deutsche Telekom and Vodafone. Other international partners joining in the coming months include Sprint in the US, EE in the UK, Airtel and Reliance Jio in India, and Truefone and Gigsy in other countries. We'll also roll out eSIM support for Pixel 3. Google is also creating a program to allow Android OEMs to build eSIM-compatible smartphones with the goal to, quote, enable a consistent and simple experience across the ecosystem. A lot of Google news today. In London Tuesday, the company launched version 1.0 of Flutter, the company's open source mobile UI framework for developers to build native interfaces for Android and iOS. Flutter was first announced as an early alpha at Google's I/O Developers Conference in May of last year. Flutter is meant to compete with competitors like Facebook's React Native, and Flutter apps are built using Google's Dart programming language. Speaking of Facebook, the company announced its annual F8 conference will be held on April 30th through May 1st, 2019 at the McHenry Convention Center in San Jose, California. In years past, the conference began with a live streamed keynote followed by private workshops and networking events for attending developers. Registration for the event isn't open yet, but developers can go to the F8 website for updates. Epic Games is launching its own digital store to compete with Steam, EA's Origin, and Blizzard's Battle.net. But Epic is giving developers a higher revenue share than its competitors, with developers keeping 88% of revenue. Epic's PC and Mac stores launch soon with a curated selection of games, with more titles arriving over the next year. Developers who use Epic's Unreal Engine won't pay engine royalties on the revenue that they make through the store. Epic is also connecting developers with 10,000 streamers from platforms like Twitch and YouTube through the Support a Creator program so that creators can earn rewards for bringing exposure to games. And finally, AT&T announced it will offer a Samsung 5G phone next year, following Verizon's announcement that it will do the same. The upcoming Samsung phone will be the second 5G device for AT&T, following the already announced Netgear Nighthawk 5G mobile hotspot Puck. Samsung is reportedly working on a 5G version of its upcoming Galaxy S10, as well as a 6.7-inch Beyond 10 model. AT&T says that its 5G service will be in 12 markets by the end of 2018, with a formal launch coming sometime in the next few weeks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.